You've tuned in to the Nunes Newscast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
The latest Democrat COVID hypocrisy. 10 months in, Democrat leaders continue to politicize the COVID pandemic. The latest example comes from New York, where Governor Cuomo has, after 10 months of job-killing restrictions, done an about-face. Now Cuomo says we cannot wait for mass vaccine distribution to reopen the economy. It's likely no coincidence that Cuomo's newfound concern for getting New Yorkers back to work comes immediately after news broke that New York medical workers were throwing away vaccine doses. Cuomo is right. Workers can't wait for mass vaccine distribution if the vaccines are being distributed to trash cans. Before this vaccine blunder forced his hand, Cuomo was absolutely committed to arbitrary and destructive lockdowns. As winter storms swept through the state, he even banned all indoor dining, forcing desperate restaurants to serve outdoors in a frigid snowstorm.
So I would like to thank New York City for this beautiful night here, guys.
Cuomo's hypocrisy shouldn't surprise us. After all, this is the man who forced New York nursing homes to keep residents who tested positive for COVID, resulting in the death of at least 8,700 elderly New Yorkers. That number is likely higher. Despite the media's determined incuriosity about Cuomo's deadly nursing home scandal, the Attorney General of New York recently discovered that the Cuomo government undercounted the official number of deaths by as much as 50%. Rather than accurately report Cuomo and other Democrats' COVID failures, the mainstream media refuses to hold Democrat politicians accountable, instead running cover for the nonsensical policies that have kept businesses closed, workers unemployed, and elders in jeopardy. As the media and Democrats like Cuomo try to change the narrative around COVID, it's important that Americans hold them accountable.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's Devin Nunes. Thank you for listening.
Stay up to date by subscribing on Rumble.com to watch the podcast or download wherever you listen to podcasts.